This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
There's a very important geopolitical fiscal polarization that's occurring due to the coronavirus. Liberal cities, that is Democrat-run cities, are shutting down. And yet rural areas, which tend to be more conservative by a wide margin, are not shutting down and are continuing to operate. In fact, there are very few lockdowns in more conservative states. Most of the lockdowned population in America are, frankly, Democrats or anti-Trump people. And the upshot of this financially is that we're seeing the commercial real estate market absolutely collapse, which means that property taxes of commercial real estate are also collapsing. At the same time, incomes of individuals who run small businesses or are landlords or property owners in these liberal cities that are under lockdown, those incomes are tanking. And what that means is that the tax revenues for local governments, you know, counties and cities, tax revenues in liberal cities are going to collapse. And this is important to understand because liberal cities tend to spend not only everything they collect, but also a little bit more. They tend to run a lot of deficits. And so this coronavirus and the subsequent lockdowns and then the economic impact is going to very strongly affect many of these liberal cities, which will have to start cutting city services, laying off police officers, not maintaining roads, you know, many other services, because they just don't have the money to fund them anymore. And they probably can't sell as much debt as they used to be able to because of the financial collapse in the market. So it's a double whammy for these liberal cities. And it just goes to show you the importance of having savings and not spending every last dollar you have, and also the dangers of living in a high density, high population density city that has very high costs for infrastructure compared to rural areas. So cities are artificial constructs. You've heard me say this 1,000 times. Artificial constructs that have inputs like electricity and food and water and fuel and even bandwidth. And then they have exports like raw sewage and waste products in the rivers, you know, sewage treatment and waste products in terms of manufacturing emissions that go into the air and so on. Cities consume things that are good and then they produce things that are bad, toxic, poisons. And cities are very, very expensive to maintain because you have to have all the infrastructure that's artificial. Water supplies, for example, electricity supplies. The whole power grid in a city is incredibly complex and very costly to maintain. Sewage systems are very costly to maintain, especially right now when people are flushing shirts and things because they've run out of toilet paper. Yeah, if you can believe it, some people didn't buy enough. And so some of these people who live in liberal city apartments, they are tearing apart old clothes and wiping with the old clothes and flushing those, you know, old t-shirts or whatever down the toilet, which of course clogs up the sewer downstream. So now you have all these sewage rescue teams running around in places like New York City that are trying to unclog the sewers because the Democrat people who live there are, you know, are flushing their wardrobes, which I don't know. That's just insane. That's insane, I guess. What are they going to do when they run out of shirts? They start wiping with a pair of jeans? They're going to start flushing their jeans down the drain? I mean, what's next? The drapes? Oh, hey, honey, what happened to the drapes? Well, we tore it into little squares and we flushed it. Yeah. So, you know, it's just totally insane. But the point is that these cities, you know, all jokes aside, these cities are going to be dealing with a massive drop in revenues, which begs the question, how exactly are the Democrat-run cities going to fund their operations from here forward? And I think this is a major milestone, a tipping point, where we're going to see more and more bankruptcies of these cities like Detroit, you know, for example, or Chicago and maybe New York City, which already has a tremendous debt problem. You know, New Jersey is in trouble. Illinois, of course, is in financial trouble. California is in trouble. Oregon is in a little bit less trouble. But a lot of these Democrat-run cities are, I don't know how they're going to function after this when they have all these losses of revenues. It's not just property tax revenues, it's also sales revenues. A lot of these cities have a city sales tax or a county-wide sales tax. And these sales taxes are collapsing, you know, from restaurants and hotels and all these, you know, the service economy is basically collapsing. So it means the revenues are collapsing. Now, right now, America is mostly focused on the people dying from coronavirus and the spread of the disease and so on. But within another 1 to 2 months, you're going to start seeing conversations shifting into, hey, how do we fund these cities anymore? And by the way, you can't just ask for more government bailouts because the government already did, what, $6 trillion worth of bailouts to all the wealthy corporations and banks and airlines and everything else imaginable. What? Is the federal government supposed to bail out the liberal cities now because they overspent and overpromised and their pensions are too high for their retired workers and so on? So this is going to get into a major nationwide debate where you're going to have liberal cities demanding that Trump bail them out because they've run out of money because of the coronavirus, while rural America, which is still working, will be saying, no way, why are we bailing out liberal cities when you guys are sitting at home collecting paychecks doing nothing? You're sitting on your ass playing Xbox, getting paid. We're out here in the oil fields in Texas still working. They're still growing food, the farmers, the truckers, the people who really make America run, you know, the firefighters, the police officers, the heck, the doctors and nurses too. Real America is still working while these liberal cities are locked down collecting money for doing nothing. That's what it's come to, which is an insane economic policy, by the way. What kind of economy can survive? It's paying people to not work. It's not survivable. You cannot do that for very long. But that's where we are in America today. So keep your eyes on this situation. It's going to get crazy. It's going to get totally bonkers here pretty soon about the lack of revenue. And everybody's broke. And everybody wants a bailout, but there's not enough bailout money to cover everybody and everything and every city and every job and every industry. Not enough bailout money, because then who bails out the bailout people? Who bails out the Federal Reserve? You know, yeah, I guess you can print unlimited dollars, but eventually the dollars run out of value because then you're bailing out with worthless fiat currency. And that's not really a bailout, is it? That's just theater. Think about all this. This is Mike Adams here for Pandemic.News, recorded March 30th, Monday. If you want to stay alive and stay informed, read Pandemic.News. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing. Using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, it's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL. healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.